Time now for our local beat with Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle-Telegram. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. See Jim, see Bob, see the entire gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. They're on Broad Street right across from the hospital. They are a trusted name in jewelry, and if you stop by, well, trust me, you'll see why. Matt Douglas goes there to get his watches looked at. He is a watch connoisseur, are you not?
Yeah, I like watches. They do a good job. Some nice variety of watches over there as well.
He is a watchman. Is it fair to call you a watchman?
Sure, why not?
All right, we're going to call you a watchman. But they've got watches, all kinds of fine jewelry, mm-hmm. and, you know, this is that season where it's sweetest day and you have to have some gifts. In your back pocket, you can find some.
This is the only state that celebrates that. You realize that, right?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't be saying this if we were in North Carolina.
No, you wouldn't be saying it if you were anywhere but Ohio.
Yep, bingo. Well, Dave doesn't want to sit here and talk about Sweetest Day. Dave wants to talk to us about the local news. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Bo. Thanks.
Well, a wide variety of different topics for us to discuss this week. We've got to begin with this. Did you have an opportunity to go to the Apple Festival? And if you did, please tell me that you tried the fried ice cream.
Sadly, I did not get a chance to go to the Apple Festival. So my apologies that I won't be able to give a review. But I heard it was great. You know, the opening, you know, opening day on Friday, you could hear the music throughout downtown from the Elyria High School Pioneer Marching Band, and you know, a lot of people brought their dogs out.
Yep.
So there were a lot of canine companions out there, and you know, and some balloons, and a lot of, you know, just a lot of colorful. Our photography staff did a fantastic job over the weekend. You know, taking photos out there, a lot of bright colors, and just it sounds like everybody had a real good time.
It was a lot of fun.
Usually it's a good time had by all. Looks like everything went down well as well without Ely Square being fully, what's the word I'm looking for?
Constructed.
Accessible.
Yeah, completed, yeah.
Not, yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been completed yet there, but seems like they had a good time. Princess pageant and everything went on the way it was supposed to, and fun was had by everybody, and good food was eaten by Mr. Andy Bulbarch.
Oh, yeah. That fried ice cream is out of this world awesome, but I digress. All right, Dave. What's going on with the Lorain County Commissioners in Wellington? Seems like they've come together to apply for a grant. What is this grant exactly, and what will allow them to do?
So this would be a what we call, you know, the acronym of a CDBG grant, which is a Community Development Block Grant, and it's also called an Opportunity Grant through the state of Ohio. And commissioners in Wellington and Main Street Wellington are all very interested to get their hands on about $250,000 worth of money. That would go to fixing up some old 1800s era buildings in downtown Wellington, bring them up to code, bring them up to speed, you know, make the facades look nice, point the bricks and put new awnings on and basically make them nice, and then have tenants move into these buildings. So you have buildings that are full of, you know, full of businesses, whether they're, you know, small mom and pop shops or, you know, restaurants, things like that. And if Wellington gets that grant, that will leverage an additional about $235,000 worth of private funds. And a lot of times the state looks, you know, at their grant recipients and they say, well, we'll give you X amount of dollars, but if you also have X amount of dollars, that looks much better because there's a local match. So that kind of puts your score up there, at least according to some of the folks who I've talked to who've written grants before. And it's really really kind of a hopeful thing, you know. Fingers crossed. Jenny Arntz, the executive director at Main Street Wellington, you know, said her nonprofit's working hard to try to, you know, dish out some money here and there, and she was really excited, and you know, she's kind of a booster for the community, and that's a good thing to have, and hopefully, you know, Wellington will get its hands on some of that money, and can fix up some of these buildings and you know, new jobs, you know, tax dollars from construction to fix them up and bring them up to code, and you have buildings that are being used instead of sitting there and just kind of being neglected and worn down. And that's not to say that, you know, landlords haven't tried to put people in or haven't tried to fix them up, but this will definitely, you know, make them very attractive to business tenants.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had Jenny on the show before many a time. She's great. She's fantastic.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Main Street Wellington, they do wonderful, wonderful things and really exciting times in Wellington, because hopefully they're able to get this grant. And On top of that, Liam Neeson is going to be filming a movie down there as
Yes, yes, indeed. That was a huge deal, when the Chronicle broke some of that news. We had scores of people who were sharing and commenting on all our social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and all sorts of things. And we were trying to come up with some great Liam Neeson one-liners from some of his action movies. He kind of came to action kind of late in the game. There's second careers out there for everybody. And, I'm used to him, being in some more sort of lighthearted fare, back in the day, but he's done some real serious action, stuff in the past couple of years. And we're trying to find ways for something from the Taken movies to get into a headline. And I don't know if we ever managed to do that. So
you got some good ones. Taken 1, 2, 3. One was the best by far, but Cold Pursuit, I think, was his latest.
Cold Pursuit was one. I don't think it did all that well at the box office because it was a remake of another.
Was it really?
Another movie? Yeah, it was a Swedish or Norwegian movie. I think it was a remake. And there's one called The Commuter that I think I saw some time ago. And you can go on any of your favorite streaming services and find all the great Liam Neeson fare out there.
Well, that's kind of the neat thing. I know Cleveland's kind of become one of those hubs. Hollywood brings some things over here, and now it seems like the surrounding villages, we have Grafton and everything else, has gotten involved too. So neat.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys have more luck tracking down Liam Neeson than Matt and I did tracking down Matthew McConaughey a couple of years ago. We drove down to the Grafton Correctional Institution, and we tried to track him down. We ended up getting to what was that place? Ruby's.
Ruby's.
It was right there, and we stopped by because we heard that's where
we just walked in.
The catering was being done.
And said, we want to see Matthew.
And then they said, nope, no chance.
That's exactly what they said.
That's too bad because he showed up at Mahal's in Lakewood, and took some photos. He did some bowling, and he had a couple brews,
and he had the all right hat on.
And I think he did. I had a friend who took some photos of his of one of his kids with Matthew in the background. Throwing some balls down the lane.
Yeah. He seemed like a cool guy. I get it. He was working or something like that.
What's that?
Yeah, right? Come on. They don't do that in Hollywood.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram is joining us on the Local Beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Dave, I want to get into the medication-assisted treatment program at Lorain County Jail that includes the Lakota Way and Lorain County Commissioners as well. What can you tell us about this whole situation?
So this is an interesting program, and it's based on the idea that a lot of folks who get arrested and end up in the county jail, they end up detoxifying at the jail. They end up being in there for 3 days to a week to, to 2 weeks, however long they end up there, while they're figuring out their bond and their cases are going through court. But a lot of them ended up, in there with an opiate addiction. And if you don't feed your addiction, well, you can start to detox, and sometimes that's really just an awful thing to have to go through, locked in a small cell or, among, a bunch of other people who are going through the same thing, or maybe not. So then that can have some, that can cause some health concerns and things like that. So what these agencies are planning to do is basically give what's called medically assisted treatment, or MAT, to some of these folks who are getting released, and it's an entirely voluntary basis. And basically they'll be injected, again, voluntarily, with some medications that will prevent the symptoms of withdrawal or prevent withdrawal and stop the opioids and, from latching onto those receptors in your brain. And then it basically prevents you from going through all those, the terrible thing, the nausea, the cramping, the vomiting. All that kind of stuff that can happen when you're coming down off of some of these real powerful painkillers and some of the other drugs like heroin, morphine, that sort of thing. So be entirely voluntary for anybody who wants that pre-release. Then you get released back out in the community while you're on bond, or if your case is finished up, and then they'll kind of move you from there, and counselors will follow up and kind of push you into towards a treatment option. It's really an interesting situation, and the sheriff's office is a little concerned about maybe some of these drugs getting taken and stolen or sold or misused, that kind of thing. But something like 200 jails in 30 states do this already, and they seem to have figured it out. The National Sheriffs Association is behind this. They commissioned a study that I think was released, this past summer. So there are a lot of people who are kind of on board with this, and it can really, it can reduce the county's liability if somebody gets really sick or they fall down, they pass out, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, we've seen that in the past where people have been coming down off of certain drugs, where they've, have had real serious medical conditions inside the jail related to that dehydration and that kind of thing. And also, not so much deaths when you're coming down, when we're withdrawing from some of these drugs. Alcohol, that can be a real serious consideration, but it also just kind of maintains the health until you can get somebody into treatment. And as a lot of my friends in treatment and experts in treatment that I've talked to, you can't get treatment if you're dead or otherwise, incapacitated. So it's going to result in better outcomes for the folks who maybe are spending, like I said, a couple days, a week, 2 weeks or more in the jail.
And is that the primary spot where, I know Commissioner Matt Lundy had mentioned, this is going to save taxpayers money because you're not spending nearly as much time on treatment and, trying to avoid illnesses of inmates who actually go through these kinds of things?
Yeah, and you're not going to be throwing them in the back of an ambulance. You're not going to have as many squad calls to go out there, and then you have to take them either up to Lorain or over here to UH in Elyria. You're not going to have so many transport costs, because if somebody's in custody of the jail, a deputy has to be with them at all times if they leave that jail. Sometimes people get released on a furlough to go, but there's no guarantee that they're going to say, oh, well, I have a free pass. Sometimes that happens, depending kind of on your mental status or how long you think you're going to be back in jail. So this will be one way to kind of control those withdrawal symptoms and kind of control that addiction until you can get better help. And there's a lot of places to get help around here throughout Northeast Ohio. We've done a much better job of that in the past couple of years.
Good stuff, my friend. Well, before we let you go, we've got to ask you about this week's scanner stories, because you always come up with great ones. And, anytime the weather is beautiful, sometimes that leads people down the wrong path to do things they probably shouldn't do, and they end up being a part of scanner stories. So what kinds of good ones do you have for us this week?
Well, I'll give you two that I thought were really, really pretty good. Dateline North Olmsted, police out with three males in the dumpster at the Guitar Center.
Oh boy. Were they picking through the trash?
Oh boy.
What else you got?
That's awful.
And they usually are. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Dateline Euclid. Caller reports unknown individual taking pictures of his house so he can set fire to it later in retribution for a messed up drug deal where the caller owes the suspect money. # you can't make this up. Folks, remember, don't just say no to drugs, say no thank you.
Wow! How does that work? Why would you set your own house on fire?
Is
that,
oh no! There was somebody taking pictures of the house that this gentleman caller thought was going to later set his house on fire because they had been at odds over a pharmaceutical transaction.
Yes, that I'm sure was probably not in a legal sense. Yes.
Oh boy. Well, Dave, as always, my friend.
Transaction. That's good. I like that.
We appreciate the time. Thank you for coming in studio. Terrific scanner stories, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It'll be something that we could chuckle about for a week until you come up with some new ones next week. So
there's been a great increase in the number. I don't know why that is. If people are kind of getting led into cabin fever, as the days get cooler,
winter's gonna be here soon. You got to get those crimes in before it gets too cold.
Dare I say they're falling into some traps. Too easy. Oof. That's two in the last two minutes.
That's low-hanging fruit.
Thank you, Dave. That's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. You may not find any great puns down at Vandermark Jewelers unless I'm there in the showroom, but you'll find some great jewelry, some great watches, and you'll have a wonderful experience. Stop on by and see them. They're on Broad Street right across from the hospital. That's Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry.